Georgie by Robert Bright. In a little village in New England, there was a little house which belonged to Mr. and Mrs. Whittaker. Up in the little attic of this little house, there lived a little ghost. His name was Georgie. Every night at the same time, he gave the loose board on the stairs a little creak, and the parlor door a little squeak, and then Mr. and Mrs. Whittaker knew it was time to go to bed. And Herman the cat, he knew it was time to prowl. And as for Miss Oliver, the owl, she knew it was time to wake up and say, "Ooh." And so it went, with everything as it should be, until Mr. Whittaker took it into his head to hammer a nail into the loose board on the stairs and to oil the hinges of the parlor door. And so the stairs wouldn't creak anymore, and the door wouldn't squeak anymore. And Mr. and Mrs. Whittaker didn't know when it was time to go to bed anymore. And Herman, he didn't know when it was time to begin to prowl anymore. And as for Miss Oliver, she didn't know when to wake up anymore and went on sleeping. And Georgie sat up in the attic and moped. That was a fine how-do-you-do. Pretty soon, though, Georgie decided to find some other house to haunt. But while he ran to this house, and then to that house, each house already had a ghost. The only house in the whole village which didn't have a ghost was Mr. Gloam's place. But that was so awfully gloomy. The big door groaned so, and the big stairway moaned so. And besides, Mr. Gloam's himself was such a crotchety old man, he came near frightening Georgie half to death. So Georgie ran away to a cow barn where there lived a harmless cow. But the cow paid no attention to Georgie. She just chewed her cud all the time, and it wasn't much fun. Meanwhile, a lot of time went by, and it rained a good deal, and during the winter, it snowed to beat the band. And out of the cow barn, Georgie was terribly cold and uncomfortable. But what with the dampness from the rain and the coldness from the snow, something happened to that board on the Whittaker stairs and to the hinges on the Whittaker parlor door. It was Herman who discovered it and told Miss Oliver, and she woke up with a start. Miss Oliver flew right over to the cow barn to tell Georgie that the board on the stairs was loose again and that the hinges on the parlor door were rusty again. What glad tidings that was for Georgie. He ran right home, lickety-split. And so, at the same old time, the stairs creaked again, and the parlor door squeaked again, and Mr. and Mrs. Whittaker knew when it was time to go to sleep again. And Herman, he knew when to begin to prowl again. And as for Miss Oliver, she knew when it was time to wake up again and say, "Hoo." Thank goodness.